Okay, it is 11 o'clock in Toronto, 6 p.m. in Israel, 11 a.m. in New York City too, where Chazam Alavani is. It's a pleasure to welcome him. Really, this is something I'm very much looking forward to. A little bit different, I would say, than our typical shirim, but really, Nusach HaTfilah is probably the first and the most important interpretation of Tfilah, that having the correct nusach and the tunes and the modes and the major and the minor, a lot of things. You really have to know music to fully appreciate what our tfilot are. And it's a pleasure to welcome, Chazan Joseph Malavani, is really one of the world's top chazanim, not just in terms of a chazan, in terms of his understanding of the liturgy, his teaching of the liturgy. He's been the chazan of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue in New York City since 1973. He served as a chazan in Johannesburg, in South Africa, in England, of course, in Israel, where he served as a chazan in the army. And he teaches at Yeshiva University, and he gives many, many classes, and really, really one of the leading teachers of Jewish music in the world. And it's a pleasure to welcome him for our beginning of our four-part series, which will, as he'll explain, how the Nusach HaTfilah will hopefully help us through the Yamim Noraim, and especially this year when everything is so different. I think it takes on even a greater, more important role, especially when so many people who normally don't daven will be davening. We have extra chazanim for all the extra minyanim. I think this is very important. So, Bakasha, Chazan Malavani.
Thank you very much, Rabbi, and it is a pleasure for me to join with you. I heard, ever since you called me, I heard a lot of the great things that you are doing in terms of Yiddishkeit and learning and explaining and whatever in this time of the pandemic. And I'm so happy to join with you and to offer a little bit of a small contribution to the notion of tefillah. So today's talk, lecture, whatever speech, whatever you want to call it, I will concentrate on slichot. If I'll be left with some time, I may start with Rosh Hashanah also, because there is a lot of things to talk about Rosh Hashanah, obviously. The Slichot service, which, as we all know, we start the Motzei Shabbos on Saturday night prior to Rosh Hashanah. And if, for example, Rosh Hashanah falls on Sunday night or on Monday night, which is the latest that it could be in the latest in the week, then we have to go a week before. Now, the Slichot itself is, of course, the fact that we call it Slichot talks about the fact that we ask God for forgiveness. And so it is extremely important. I want to mention a couple of things before I go into the Nuschaot by itself. A couple of things. First of all, the halacha is that when it comes to slichot, the shliach tzibur should put on a talit with tzitzit, although it's not a time of tzitzit, already before we start the asherah, and I will talk about asherah in a minute and demonstrate musically what goes on there. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, talks that the Kodesh Baruch Hu mitatef kishliach tzibur, God puts him a talis on, and he is like a shliach tzibur. This is an amazing statement, because usually we like to be like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to get closer to him, and to follow his directions and whatever it is. And here, he follows what the human being is, a shliach tzibur. And Ve'er'ale Moshe Yud Gimel Midos, he shows Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Hapayim, V'Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, all these things, the 13 attributes. The Maharil, who was a great Lamdan and an outstanding Chazan, he actually even codified the issue of Nuschaot, which came much earlier than him. He was in the 16th, 17th century. The Maharil, Rabbi Yaakov Segal from Volin, said that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quotes another Gemara, Vayavor Hashem Vayikra Hashem Hashem. So again, God came out from the Arafel. He came out from the mist. As a Shliach Tzibur, Vegila LeMoshe, and he revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu Seder HaSlicha, the order, how do we say Slichot? Now, you know, in the Old Shtetlach, which were, of course, smaller than New York and smaller than Toronto, the minhag was to say slichos be'ashmores haboker at the very early, even when it's still dark. And the shamans of the shul used to pass through the homes of Jewish members of the congregation, and he used to knock on the window, and he used to say in Yiddish or chant in Yiddish, Oitai Yidden steht auf la voida saboire, Oidi here Jews, wake up la voida saboire. And so people used to wake up, waking up the children and going to shul to say slichot. This must have been the most beautiful and moving event within the lifestyle of the Jewish community in those years. I don't think it would be that bad to do it again, but then they'll have to send police and we'll start. Let's leave it alone. Whatever it was wonderful. Now, we wake up at night, in the middle of the night or whatever, to pray and to ask and to tchina, to plead with God. At that time, according to some expert, the human being, having slept for a while, his mind is clear, his mind is set. The body is quiet and the body becomes purified. And it is through this purity that we go on with the nuschaot, with the praying of slichot. He said, Yisrael am kedoshim, you sacred people, wake up, stand up, rise up, la voida saboire. Now let me talk about Ashrei, but prior to the Ashrei, I would like to sing for you something that I do in shul. First of all, I will talk about Ashrei in a minute, and I will analyze what goes on there in terms of Nusach and interpretation through the Nusach. But I wanted to mention to you that the Ashrei is not Slichot. The Ashrei is an introduction to Slichot. And I have an introduction to the introduction. There are two possibilities. One which I grew up on, very simple, but the other one which is a little bit more, much deeper and maybe even complicated from the point of view of music, but I will sing it for you and you will understand. What is the notion of the whole idea of Slichot? What do we do? Nachpesa derachenu venachkora. We are going to search our way of life venachkora, and we will research. Why do we do that? Ki yemincha peshuta. God, Ribono Shel Olam, your hand is stretched out. Yemincha peshuta lekabel shavim. Your right hand is stretched out to accept those who are returning to you. And then we continue. Man omar, what shall we say? Man edaber, what should we utter? Man itztadak, how do we justify ourselves? And here, the interesting thing is that we I chanted, and it's according to a Chazal. It's according to, well, it's according to some of Chabadnigen, which the famous great Chazan, who is not with us already since 1974, I think, Leib Glantz rearranged it. And it goes similar to a prayer that we say on Rosh Hashanah, the Shliach Tzibur. Hineni. And by the way, to the gentleman who we were talking to before, he asked which piyut him not to say. Now the Hineni, they ask that the Shliach Tzibur will not make a big production out of it, because usually it already is to awaken the people, but just to say it softly and to move on. But only in this year. Please God, when the pandemic goes away, I don't want you to think that that will be the derech, the new way of davening. It's not. But here is it, the same nusach. If we say, Hineni, the famous Chazan Yossel Rosenblatt was the tremendous Bal Nusach. Hineni, Hineni ani mimas. Here is the Nigen Nach Pesad Erachenu. We are looking for our ways. Venach Korah, we research. Venach Shuvah Elecha. By doing these two things, looking for it and researching as to what we do, then, because it goes, here is a melody. Now, we have three scales usually in the cantorial music. Those of you who know a little bit of music, everybody heard about, a major key, a major scale. Everybody heard about a minor scale. That's right. A lot of people know. But there is a cantorial scale which stems from old scales from the Greeks and even before, and we call it the cantorial phrygisch, and this is and you know, by the way, which song was composed based on this da da di 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 da da. Hava Nagila is based on the Chazonische melody of what we call the Phrygisch. And here is a Nigen. Nach Pesad Erachenu Venach Korah. Venach Korah. We are researching. We don't know what we are researching. It's something that is unbeknown to us. So we are going to repent to the Ribono Shel Olam. Like, in order to illustrate what I have in mind, I always like to say that there is a father, there is a mother, and then there is a little boy. The major, at least in Jewish tradition, please ladies, don't have it against me. The major is da da da, a major key, and the minor key perhaps. But it's a beautiful key, full of feeling, and the mother is in charge of educating the kid. So it's a minor key. And then the Phrygisch comes out of the minor key, because the mother gives birth to the child. And so I figured that out. because it's a good way to illustrate it. So, and from the Friedrich we go. Okay, so we are pleading through the Phrygisch, this special scale, and the minor. We are now in minor. Now comes man omar, man edaber, man itztadak. What shall we say? What shall I utter? How do I justify? I don't know how to do it. And I will come soon to a piyut in the Slichot that alludes to this psukim. Now come man omar. Ma, ma, neymar, o ma, nedaber, o ma, nistadak, ma, ma, neymar, o ma, nedaber, o ma, like a statement almost. How shall I say it? But I say it already in a happy melody, because I am convinced that the Kodosh Baruch Hu, that God, is about to answer my plea to him. Whether he'll do it through music or through his action, which we prefer, of course, but whatever it is. And then he said, once we are certain that the Ribono Shel Olam is listening to us, we move into the major. After the Phrygisch and the minor, we go, so to speak, backwards. Nach Pesade Lachenu. Now we are in a major. Nach Korah Ki Emilcha Pesusha. And so on and so forth. So there, I sing this melody always before I start Slichot. When I was a kid growing up in Tel Aviv with my Rebbe, the great Chazan Shlomo Ravitz, who passed away at the age of 106 in Tel Aviv, 2 weeks before he was still teaching the kids the davening. Manorah ha-makom hazeh, to give us fear to the people that they should start shaking. Manorah ha-makom hazeh, said Yaakov Avinu when he got to Har HaMoriah. Well, eventually, of course, the Beit HaMikdash was built. In a pasuk in Sefer Bereshis, in the book of Bereshis. Manorah ha-makom hazeh. In other words, Manura. That's already Nusach of Yamim Noraim. Da 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 da. Ve'ne'emar. We have so many times the word ve'ne'emar. And then, well, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, I will elaborate more. And then ve'ne'emar, ve'ne'emar, ve'ne'emar. So either this or that. I don't do, I prefer the first one, the Nach Pesad Racheinu, because the text is right into the idea of the Yamim Noraim. Now, let me move a little bit to Ashrei. The Ashrei, the beginning, is not really Slichus. The Ashrei at the beginning is an introduction so that we should be able to say after that the Chatzi Kaddish. Now, Chazanim, Balei Tfilah, have different ways as to from where within the Ashrei, which goes alphabetically, Ashrei Yosef Yosef Haradi Aluch Ashrei, Ashrei Amshe Kachalu Ashrei, Tehilal David, Bechol Yom Bet, Gadol Ad Hashem, and so on and so forth. Some of them start Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, that your kingdom, God, is the kingdom of the entire world. Why there? Because Rosh Hashanah is the what we call Chaga Hachtara. We make God the king of the universe again and again and again. And in order to be convinced, we have to start, or many of them prefer starting, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, the kingdom. There are others who start Tzadik Ad Hashem, and they start Tzadik Ad Hashem, God is righteous, Bechol Beracha, Bechasid, Bechol Maasav, God. Now, they start, for example, Tzadik Ad Hashem, in a minor, Bechol Beracha, Chassid, Bechol Maasav. To tell you the truth, I have a problem with that. Because there is nothing here that we ask God. We are really making a statement that God, Tzadik Ad Hashem Bechol Drachav, he does everything with justice. The Chassid, and so there is a problem. Why in the minor? Why crying? Not yet. We'll find it. Maybe Karov Ad Hashem Lechol Korav. God is close to his, to the people who seek him. And then we can, Lechol Asher Yikra'u, they cry to him, Be'emet, in truthfulness. There we can cry. But Tzadik Ad Hashem, which is a statement about the greatness of Hashem, why cry? But it became some kind of a minhag, and many chazanim, balei tfilas, start from the Tzadik Ad Hashem b'chol derachav. I will tell you in a minute what I do. I have two versions of what I do when it comes to Ashrei. Version number one, I start from Einei Chol Elecha Yesaberu. All the eyes of all the people, Elecha Yesaberu, they look up to you, Hashem. So there is already here a notion of tefillah. But I don't cry yet here. What I do is I look for some nuschaot, some, when I say nusach, I don't mean Ashkenaz or Sfarad, I mean the musical motifs by which it should be chanted. And I use, for example, like this. You hear it in Shachis on Rosh Hashanah, you hear it in Musaf, in certain tefillot where it belongs to. But as I mentioned, that Ashrei is really an introduction to the Slichot, why shouldn't I use motifs from the Nuschaot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as an introduction? I think that sets the mind, the feelings, it sets the atmosphere already for the Yamim Noraim, for the high holidays. And that is the way that he does it. What I do sometimes is I sing the whole Ashrei. It takes a little time, especially when I have a choir, which I do have always for Slichot. Unfortunately, this year it will be fast, and we will I'll have to do without it. But I do it right away. The Ashrei. Ashrei Yoshevei Veisecho. Taken from somewhere in the Yamim Noraim. And then, you know, Ashrei is not really Ashrei. Ashrei Ha'am She'Hashem Elokav is from another perek in Tehillim in the Psalm. It's another one from Tehillim. It really begins from Tehillah LeDavid. So here, Tehillah LeDavid. It's okay, the David, but I am praising, I'm thanking the Almighty. Tehillah LeHodot. To say thank you. So it's got to be grand. It's got to be majestic. But although it is in a minor key, it can be interpreted. Listen to that. Tehillah le David, Aromimcha Elokai, Hamelech, Hamelech. When do we say Amen? When we start Shacharit on Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, there is a nigun for it. Ahai, dai, da, da, dai, 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 da, 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 dai, da, dai, 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 Amelech. So we have a Melech there, and we have a Melech already right away in the Ashrei. I have adopted myself, and this is where it be called. It, you know, in Chazanut, in cantorial music, there is the Chazanut HaRegesh, the cantorial music of the feeling, of the crying, of the emotion. And there is also Chazanut HaMachshava, the thinking. And so I very often sit and look for another prayer, and for the same word in another prayer, and how can I adopt it into this? And to make it a coherent chanting of the davening. So Tehillah le David, Aromimcha Elokai Ameh, Bavarcha Shimcha, Bechol Yom Avarcheka. And then we come to Tzadik Ad Hashem. Tzadik Ad Hashem, Bechol Derach, here is a lovely nigun that I composed, just a very simple one, that I don't always, when I praise Hashem, I don't have to go into a fortissimo, into a huge, huge, powerful vocal statement. I can do it softly. God hears it when I praise Him, even when I do it softly and quietly. And here it's Sadi. I interpret as much as I can the text. And I always tell my students, to IU in other institutions, I always tell them, use the concept of Iyun Tfilah. Look at the prayer before you start singing it. Study it a long time. I must tell you that I have my Sidur and my Machzor on my desk all year long in order to understand what is going on, and maybe even to come up with something that I never did before. And why not? So that in Ashrei, Teilas Ador Shem Yedaber Pi, Bivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodesho Leolam Bohen, Vanachnu Nevarech Kol Me'ata Ve'Yad Elam. Alleluia. I cannot believe that there is one person in Shul or in Bes Medrash or in the Shtibel that if he participate, he or she participate on, in the Slichot with the idea of introduction, with the idea of various Nuschaot from the entire Tfilot, prayers of the High Holidays for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that by the time we are going to start the Chatzi Kaddish, they are not already moved emotionally, that they are not already into it. And I do it in, with so much, really, I shouldn't say it about myself, but I recommend, be sincere when you do it. Don't think of anything. Don't even think of your voice. The voice will come out. Think of the Nuschaot, and think of the emotion that come out from the heart, and you'll get into the people. That will help them to understand what I sang before, Nach Pesader Acheinu, that we are looking and we are searching and researching our behavior, because we want God to stretch his right hand. Okay, now we have the Chatzi Kaddish. And it's a very well-known, and again, a combination. There is no major there. No major. It's the Frigish, the child. It stems out from the minor scale. It begins, you know, if the scale is... That's a minor key. Da 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 da. We take the second half of the, you know, every scale has eight notes. Actually, the eighth note is already the same as the bottom note. But so it's seven, let's say eight. So eight divided by two is four. After it, after the first four, we have another group of four. And the free scale begins from the second fourth section, from the second sections. I try to be as simple as possible in the musical analysis, but I'm sure there are among you some people who are also musicians, and we call it in the musical terminology tetrachord. Tetra, that's the first one, and that's the second one. So here we have the Chatzi Kaddish, which is a must in chanting, and over the years a certain melody has been adopted, and it has the character of the nusach of the way we should chant, and the whole congregation, with a choir, without a choir, the whole congregation sings along, and it's is gada. Kadash Shemei Rabu Beyolem Adi Verach Yusei Veyamelich Malechus. Oh, I'm sure that they sing it in Toronto too, or outside. I have no doubt about it. This is so international. I remember when I was a little kid growing up in Beit Sefer Bilu, in the school Bilu, which had attached to it that fantastic shul, and the children sat in the front of the shul, and the parents, the grown-ups, sat at the back of the shul, because the idea was Leshem Chinuch, for the sake of education. And the education that I got there, and then, of course, being a chazan for so many years, it's all together combined into something which I think is a beautiful thing in that tefillah. So that is Gadal, Veis Gadal. There are some other versions. For example, Leibel Glantz did not da-da-da-di-di-di. He already uses a little bit the Chatzi Kaddish before Tal and Geshem. That we, well, Geshem is of course Shmini Atzeres, part of the High Holidays, and the Chatzi Kaddish before the prayers for Tal, for Dew, and Geshem and rain is the same one. So that's why I said Tal and Geshem. And he already used da da di da di da 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 di da da. So that's okay. I mean, that's really the tradition before a melody came into it. But you dare, any shliach tzibur, chazan, bal tfila, balabos, will dare not to sing da 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 di da da di da da. Somebody will dare not to sing it, I think he's going to lose the job. He will be condemned by the congregation that he doesn't know how to say sliches. He could be the greatest chazan in the world if he doesn't sing. Of course, we all sing it. Now I want to touch for a minute. In the slichot, we have the Shomea Tfila. Shomea Tfila, Shomea Tfila, Lechad Hashem Atzdaka before. כי אתה שומע תפילה, שומע תפילה, דרך כל עשה יבואו. Now we have ta-da-di-di-di-di-dum. It is in the minor, but we have this. This is the nusach, these motifs. What is this? These four notes. I elaborated on those four notes. We call it a minor third. And that minor third is extremely important in Jewish music, in Jewish liturgical music. This how we say. I can improvise for you now for an hour. All kinds of things, with words or without words, on this. This, if you listen to it after that to the recording, which should be available from what I see in the introduction, Rabbi, I read very well what the mission of your organization, what you're doing, and I think it's outstanding to have recordings available by all means. And so this is sliches. So we have Shomea Tfila. Now, you know, we have two kinds of sliches book, the Polish one and the Lithuanian one. And an Hashem Malach comes in different spots.
To make sure that okay.
I'm sorry? anyway, it comes in different spots. But Haneshamalach, normally I start with Lechun Ranena. And I start the Lechun Ranena. It's interesting. The Lechun Ranena, real Shurishenu, it's like Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos. So I start like Kabbalah Shabbos to show, to make people think, why is this chazan singing suddenly something from Friday night when it is Saturday night? And so, first of all, it's in the text. But from this major, from this Lechun Ranena L'Roshem, we are going to sing for you, Nariya Letzur Yishen, Nekadmaf Anav Betodah. We are thanking him, and this is consistent with the Ashrei of thanksgiving, of praising the Almighty. So, Lechon Eranin al Adoshem, Nariya Letzor Yishen. Nekadema fana vebesoeda bizmiros nariyalo. That's it. No more from Kabbalah Shabbos. Now tzedek u'mishpat, justice and tzedek and mishpat, and the proper dealing with the law. Mechon kisecha. This is the essence of the seat of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chesed ve'emet. Yikadmu fanecha, and so tzedek, mishpat, chesed, and emet, these are tremendous attributes of God. I don't know how many human beings or judges try to abide by that, but if they would, it would be something very, very nice. So, tzedek mishpat, we're going to do minor, and here we begin to cry. We have to be very careful with the dikduk, with the grammar. I heard a lot of them. They all say v'yabeshes yadav yatzaru. What is it? His hands is dry, yabeshet, or no? It's yabeshet, and the land, who created it? Yadav Yatzaru, his hand created. So we have to be very careful where we put the punctuation in our davening. You cannot do it v'yabeshes yadav yatzaru. It just makes no sense. What are we saying? And you lose the concept of iyun tefillah. One loses the concept of understanding the prayer. And I've said it before, and I keep saying it again. Always to study the text before we go to the Omed. And I don't mean by then a half an hour before, but at least for the whole month of Elul. At least for the whole month of Elul. Now we have an Neshamalach. Before I give you a melody, that nothing wrong because it's composed within that. But first of all, the Nusach itself. I remember my uncle, who was a chief rabbi of Holland, told me that my grandfather, whom I name after in Siget, where Elie Wiesel comes from, my grandfather was a Baal Tefillah, never sang a Niggun in the davening. It was only chanting, because he felt that the chanting creates much more kavana than singing a melody. Unless the melody is really full of neshama, I suppose maybe, but according to what my uncle told me, and because my mother did not tell me everything, but my uncle, who himself was also a tremendous Baal Tefila, said it. So Haneshama, Haneshama, we praise God that the soul is within his rule, so to speak. Ve'aguf shelach, Adon Shem, ase leman shmecha. Oh, Haneshama lach ve'aguf po'olach, chusa ala malach. Forgive you those whom you created. So Haneshama lach ve'aguf po'olach. Okay, what I do here, I give myself the permission to repeat a lot. It's sliches. It's not exactly a tefillah, certainly not a bracha, where we are not allowed, of course, halachically to repeat words. But Aneshama this melody is so heartsick, is so with neshama, that I cannot do without it. And in my shul, not only that my own balabatim come, but people come from all the tri-state and even from Chicago. They fly in on Friday, and somebody flew last year from London to be the slichot, and London, England, I mean. And so on and so forth. So a little niggin like this, why not? Why not? That's okay. I concentrated on that because I wanted to demonstrate what really happened in this whole thing. It's a long, long slicha, and mostly about the greatness of Hashem. The only time when we have here, for example, a bakasha or a tchina that we plead with the Kodosh Baruch Hu, it's chusa ala malach. Have rachmones on your people. Hashem, aseh leman shmecha, do something for your own sake. And then we have, which is nusach, asanu al shimcha, asanu al shimcha, adoy shem aseh leman shmecha, bahavur kebot shimcha, ki keil rachumecha nun shmecha, Leman Shimcha Doshem, Vesalachta Lavoneno, Ki Erav. God forgive us for our sins, because they were a lot. And we got da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- because this kind of ending is also before we say the 13 midas, the 13 attributes to Hashem. I'll come to it a little later. Yeah, we still have time. It's wonderful. Now, we have a piyut which I want to spend a couple of minutes. That very often Chazonim just run through it, which is okay. I don't. Because the piyut is Eich niftach pe lefanecha. We here are telling Hashem, how can we open our mouth to you? Dar metuchim. Be'elu panim. What face do we have? In what way can we nishpoch sichim? Sichim is not little trees. It's sichim, siach is tfila. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach min asade. That Yitzchak went lasuach, so Rashi says, and other meforshim, that he went out and he established mincha. So sicha is tfila, one of the word of tfila, of prayer. So how can we pour out our tfila? And this is also alphabetically. Up to the letter Zayin, we tell Hashem that we were bad. Davaknu betoevotu v'maasim zenuchim. We did bad things. We looked at, so to speak in Yiddish, narishkeiten. And we gshinu orev, we had chutzpah. Ve'aznu metzachim. So we were bad. Then comes the letter Zayin. God, we know, because you answered, you punished us. Za'amta beshelanu beit mishkenos mivtachim. You were angry with us vis-a-vis the beit hamikdash, mishkenos mivtachim. Charev ufas reach nichochim. No more the smell of the korbanot, of the sacrifices. Tordu vetultelu kohanim meshuchim. The kohanim, who had the special things put on them. Well, we have Kohen Mashuach Milchama, but that's another issue. So you caused us a national calamity by destroying the Beit HaMikdash, destroying the sacrifices, destroying the work, Avodat HaKohanim, the Kohanim who officiated in the Olot Uzvachim. They knew what it means, the Korbanot, the sacrifices. And the letter Kaf is Kama Yisartanu Al Yedei Tziri Vishluchim. And then, not only that you, Kodosh Baruch Hu, gave us a national punishment, Kama Yisartanu, you made us suffer al yedei tzirim ushluchim, by all kinds of people. So, very, and then he says, Lo yikshavnu lamorim velishmo lamochichim. We did not listen to our teachers, and we did not pay attention for those who, so to speak, told us off or taught us. And therefore, because of that, mem, we are being killed, slaughtered, me'az ve'adata. Since then, through today, not until today, but through today, anachnu nidachim, we are dispersed all over the world, neheragim, nishchatim, ve'nitbachim. We are being killed, we are being slaughtered. Very few of us were left. Of course, and today it's so much more relevant when we think about the Shoah, the Holocaust. So, Ech Niftach Peh, I just want to demonstrate. I cannot sing it. Ech Niftach Peh. How shall I open my mouth? If I have to open my mouth, I would sing. But I cannot sing it. So I say it with drama. Ech Niftach Peh Lefanecha. Dar Mesuchim. Eich, Ken, how can I do that? With a drama. We go into the motive of the slichos. It becomes relevant. This whole piyut, Hashem, the Python is called Binyamin. We don't quite know who he was. And there were so many Pythonim. I mean, I can read out for you, rattle out for you. Yossi ben Yossi, Eliezer HaKalir, Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGola, who is the one who made the rule that one can marry only one wife. Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Giat, Rabbeinu Shlomo Ibn Gevirol, the famous poet. Avraham Ibn Ezra, he wrote a perus to the Torah, but he was a Paitan. Rabbi Shimon HaGadol, who was born in 950. 10th century and died in Mainz. They were all Balei Tfila. They were all, they knew how to daven. Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yitzchak Chazan, Shliach Tzibur, he was a famous tzaddik. So this Ech Niftach Pe needs to understand not only the words, but to understand from the literary point of view what is being said in this piyut. This is not what they say in Yiddish, in der Weltarein. It's not something that somebody decided to write. There is a reason for it. There is a purpose for it. There is a difference between reason and purpose. And so we have to express it in our way. And it... And it concludes. And we got the same end because we're coming into Keller Chapaim with Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun, the attribute. I want to touch before I conclude the very famous piyut b'Motzei Menucha. We opened the Aron Kodesh, of course, and it is in what I called again b'Motzei Menucha in the Phrygish scale. Major, minor, and Phrygish. B'motzei menucha, kidamnucha, techila, atoznecha, mimara. We b'motzei menucha, motzei Shabbos, when we say the slichos, we welcome you. Pay attention, pay your ear from above. So I go. Hat osnecha mimarom. I take a high note. Because Mimarom, God is up there. Yoshev Tehilova. God who Yoshev is the Tehillah, it's the praise of Hashem. Then we have a few times, Lishmoel, Arina, Velatfila. Usually we sing a melody. But since we are in the Phrygish, this I chose in order to get the congregation to sing. And everybody knows this melody. Everybody knows. Shibone beisamigdash v'meira v'yameinu. Now, this melody was composed by Israel Shor And the one who made it famous was, of course, the famous Chazan Moshe Kusevitzky. And so I decided to adopt it here so that I can get the congregation to sing it. Rina and Tfila, singing Rina from Ronu or Ronu Shamayim, be sort of happy. Lishmoya, Lishmoya. That's comment number one. And why not? I mean, there are many others. There is Yossel Rosenblatt, Lishmoya, Lishmoya, but that's at the end. Another comment, which for people who have intellectual thing, right after that, Es Yemin Oz, Orra La'asot Chayil. And then what happened? Betzedek ne'ekad ve'nishchat t'muro ayil. Betzedek, justly, it was a story when Avraham Avinu took Yitzchak to Har HaMoriah because Hashem told him, you have sacrificed your son. But the last minute, the Malach came and he says, hold on, don't do it. We know that you have full emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they found a deer, and they shechted it, and it was instead of shechting, slaughtering, God forbid, Yitzchak. What comes to my mind, and with this I think I'm going to conclude now. The story of the Akeidat Yitzchak, the story of what happened to Yitzchak, lying on the sacrifice. When do we read that in the Torah? Besides, during the year, the beginning of the year, we read it on Rosh Hashanah. The whole story is of Akeidat Yitzchak, of what happened to Yitzchak. We read it, and Rosh Hashanah. When we read the Torah, we don't read it the same teamim, the same signs of it, but not the same melodies. And the way we sing it, So I decided to take the trope the way we read it the following on Rosh Hashanah of Akeidat Yitzchak and apply it, because the reference here is Ne'ekad Venishchat Tmuro Ail. Instead of him, the Tmurah was what? The deer. And then Genona Gizor Bezakam Beod Lail, we cry. So we start like this. Es Yeminos Orera Orera La Sobos Chayim Betzedek Nekar Venishchat Temro Then can a horn and a gizzle? Lishmoya, Lishmoya. And the melody of Sheibone Bes Amigdash. Now, so we have here the Teame HaMikra, the trop, the cantillation of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because of the text. And so we make a connection between the two and it becomes very relevant. And I like to do this because I want to make sure that everything in the tefillah has relevance for one reason or another. And some other things, Zochalim veRoadim, they're shaking. Chalim kemavkira, they're like a woman who's giving birth. Zochalim veRoadim mim yom boecha. Zochalim, what are we doing? Dai zain dai dai zochalim veRoadim mim boecha. I heard it, some people singing like that. And I said, absolutely no. If I would participate in somebody else saying slichot, well, I say slichot myself, but if I would participate in it, I would take that gentleman and put him to jail for 30 days. So, and then Marom, Imathu, we go again up to, and then we have Shema Koleinu, or we have Retzei, Retzei, Asir, Asa, so first we sing it a little bit in a happier melody. But it has neshome. It has something. Dai, 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 dai. And this melody is a Jewish melody from hundreds and hundreds of years. What is this? It's a reference that we say slichot at night, at darkness, either Motzei Shabbos. Well, it has to be because it says b'motzei menucha. We started in the end of their day of rest, which is Shabbat. So it's Saturday night. The next time I will, I in order to conclude, I want to mention something about Shema Koleinu, and I also want to mention something about Machnisei Rachamim. I'll make reference to it and Shomer Israel, and then we will move Im Yirtzeh Hashem next Tuesday to Rosh Hashanah. So I wish you all very well.